So the Oscars were just a few weeks ago, and I need to talk about one of the movies that was nominated, one of the actresses involved, because I just can't get it out of my mind, and it's Friday. So if something is stuck in my mind, then it's going to be stuck in your mind, because I want to talk about it. That's the rule here on Fridays here on the Council of Trent. Welcome to Free for All Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. Today, I want to talk about The Substance, okay? So this is a film that came out in 2024. Had a lot of Academy Award nominations. I think it won for, I know I didn't watch the Oscars because I hate the Oscars. I hate that it's, you know, the industry is just controlled by politics. You've got people that will vote for films even if you've never seen them. It's shadowy. I don't like it. And it's just such a boring award show. It's like, oh, there's way better ways I could spend my time. When I was a kid, I remember watching the Oscars actually as a kid and enjoying it. Today, not so much. I catch the recaps. And I think The Substance won for Best Makeup and Practical Effects, which makes sense. So I want to get into that because I don't see a lot of films nowadays. Most films are middling or not that great. So I'll watch summaries. I'll read summaries about them. I'll watch summaries. I'll watch reviews. That'll give me a good idea of what the film is about. And I can go on with my life because time is a very precious commodity for me as a middle-aged dad with three little kids, with, you know, Council of Trent, with the work that I do. So I cannot waste my time just watching bad films. I will invest my time in a film that's so bad it's good. You know, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's not even that bad of a film. It's a campy film. It's not even a so bad that it's good film. It's not like Monos, Hands of Fate. I used to be part of a group of people in college who would, on Tuesday nights, watch films that are so bad they're good. Or The Room would be a good example of a film that's so bad it's good. Most films that are out there, they're just bad. But The Substance is a really good film. So I want to talk a little bit about it because it's just in my mind. I was thinking about it. I just want to talk about it. That's all. So The Substance is a body horror film. I've talked before on Free For All about different genres of horror. So you have like gothic horror, which is like basically castles and spooky ancient evils like vampires. You got slasher horror like Scream. You have psychological horror. So things like Hitchcockian films tend to be more psychological horror. You've got supernatural horror. You have cosmic horror like Cthulhu and the works of H.P. Lovecraft. You know, all different kinds of horror films. Body horror is a genre of horror where the fear comes from the weird things our bodies can do or transform into. An early example of body horror would be Franz Kafka's The Metamorphosis, where the main character Gregor wakes up one day and is a giant cockroach. And it's like, what happened? You know, it's not like Seinfeld. I'm a giant cockroach. What is the deal with being a cockroach? Yeah, although he's not really a cockroach. The novel's vague about what kind of bug he is. And it's just, goes on from there. There's a lot of different body horror films that have, come out over the years, or films that incorporate body horror elements in them. So Jonathan Carpenter's It would be an example. It's a great film about a bunch of guys at an Antarctic research station, and there's like this alien virus that possesses people. And then when you find out that the guy's possessed by the alien, he like mutates into a horrible monster, and it's great. The Substance is a film starring Demi Moore as an aging celebrity named Elizabeth Sparkle. So she's doing workout videos now, and she's just turned 50. She's kind of like Suzanne Summers, I guess, doing like the old Suzanne Summers workout films. And so she's doing that. And then she finds out from her producer, who's played wonderfully by Dennis Quaid, which is great to see Dennis Quaid in an Academy nominated film, because I was worried he'd be blacklisted because he went and did Reagan, for example. He's fairly conservative, but he's also a great actor. And he also got in there because Ray Liotta was supposed to be this role, and I think he passed away. So Dennis Quaid got it. And so Quaid's basically saying Elizabeth has to be replaced on the show. She's too old. And so the film does a good job of satirizing and talking about how hard it is for women. In Hollywood, you're too old, you're not appealing anymore. And for many women in general, have to deal with the aging, just you're not as young as you used to be. And looks are something that society places more pressure on for women than for men. I feel the pressure of looks. So whenever I go to Target, like the female models look like normal women. The male models in the men's section, especially when you get to the undergarments, it's like, excuse me, maybe I'm having a little body dysphoria looking at all these guys with perfect six packs, huh? What about my feelings when I go shop in Target, huh? Nobody cares about that, but that's a subject for another time. But no, in general though, I mean, it's something women, especially women in Hollywood, definitely struggle with. I remember recently people were like aghast, like look at Kristen Dunst in the movie Civil War. You know, the movie, it's not about old, you know, it's the idea about if there was a modern Civil War. And they're like, I can't believe it. It's like, she's 42. She just looks like a normal 42-year-old woman who hasn't gotten a ton of plastic surgery, which is a good thing, because a lot of plastic surgery makes people look worse, frankly, in my opinion. So Elizabeth is getting fired, and she's like, oh, you know, what do I do? And she ends up getting in a car accident while looking at a billboard of hers being torn down. And she's one of the nurses there gives her a flash drive that advertises a thing called the substance. And the substance is basically a thing you inject into yourself, and she decides to do it, and it makes you unconscious. It's a weird thing, got to go with it here. It makes you unconscious, and your body splits open, and a younger, more beautiful-looking version of yourself crawls out. And then that version is told to extract stabilizer fluid from the old body and keep it alive with nutrients, and you can't go on forever like this. You have to switch back after 7 days into the old body to build up the fluids you need to sustain, and then you can switch back again. I know it sounds weird, but it comes off. At first, there's the body horror elements there that are grotesque. And so Demi Moore plays Elizabeth Sparkle, although it's kind of funny because Demi Moore is obviously a very attractive woman for her age, but even still, she feels the pressures. So she takes the drug and her, you know, she splits open, and Margaret Qualley comes out, who kind of looks like a younger version of Demi Moore, but she's not supposed to be young Demi Moore. She's just her younger, a idealized younger version of oneself. So then she shows up to Dennis Quaid, and Quaid's like, you're beautiful, you need to be in this. And she starts doing the workout videos. And it's so funny, like when Demi Moore does it, it's classy, like Suzanne Summers. And when Qualley does it, who calls herself Sue, you know, it's just all overly sexual. And then eventually the two of them, it's supposed to be the same consciousness in each one, but they start to split and become their own consciousness and resent each other of holding each other back. And when Qualley decides to stay longer in her body and not switch back, when Demi Moore comes back, her body starts to prematurely age. Okay. And so it was a tug of war between the two. I don't want to give away too much if you want to go see it, but I will tell you, it's a very gross film if you're going to go see it. Because in the end, Margaret Qualley, to prevent herself from decaying, takes the substance in a dangerous way she's not supposed to, and ends up, her and Demi Moore combine and turns into this giant, grotesque, ridiculous monster. Like, you turn into this ridiculous monster-looking thing. You come out before the crowd. The crowd's like, it's a monster! And they, like, try to cut off the arms, and blood is spraying everywhere. And so it's just, like, this gross, crazy, it's just a crazy practical effect at the end of what the substance turns her into. And it is a good metaphor, though, for women who don't want to age, and so they get massive amounts of plastic surgery so much they kind of look like monsters. And so I thought it was just done so well. And I have a soft spot for body horror. I mentioned Jonathan Carpenter, the Thing. But the classic examples of body horror are the works of David Cronenberg, the famous one being The Fly with Jeff Goldblum, where he makes a teleporter and the fly accidentally gets in the teleporter machine and it mixes with his DNA. And so he starts turning into man fly and then this horrible like monster. By the way, I love in the first season of Rick and Morty, the animated series, when they turn their whole world into monsters with an experiment gone awry, they say, oh, they call them Cronenbergs. So it's a hat tip, a nod to David Cronenberg, a pioneer in the field of body horror. So I like The Substance. Why I liked it. So when the Academy Awards came out and the Oscars, I was sad that Demi Moore did not get Best Actress. Like, I really thought she should have gotten Best Actress from The Substance. I don't know if she's ever won an award for Best Actress. I think she's been nominated a few times. But I thought she did a great job in the film. Like, she really portrays her character well, the breakdowns. And the whole film overall, I thought, was just great. But she lost it to the woman in the film Anora, Mikey Madison, who basically just plays a prostitute who spirals into a darkness by trying to marry the son of a Russian oligarch. I didn't see Anora. I know what the film's basically about. Mostly I'm mad that she won the Best Actress Award because for her Oscar speech, she's like, I'm just shouting out to all the other sex workers out there. I'm like, give me a break. Give me a break. The other sex workers out there, I'm sorry, you pretended to have sex in a movie and then you get to go home and be a rich person and not have to have sex for money and live your life great and be happy. Unlike the other prostitutes who do that because they are impoverished or they're abused individuals, or they're people who are just thought, oh, I can get into easy money here on OnlyFans and not realize the horrors of my nude images being all over the internet forever. People who would, no, it's not a job. It's not sex work for them. It's not like, oh, I've always, there's no little girl who was like, I always want to be a prostitute when I grew up. So it just made me really mad. And that she got Best Actress. And like I said, Hollywood, the Oscars, it's just, you know, it's all politics there. So I was like, oh, come on. So that's one reason I'm mad that she won. Whereas I would have rather preferred Demi Moore had gotten Best Actress for The Substance. But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to end my rant about that. And I thought it was a really interesting film. I don't see a lot of films nowadays. I think I watched it on a plane, actually. That's where I end up watching films. I'm just on an airplane, turning my laptop so nobody can see all the gross stuff. When you watch a plane, it's like people are judging you. Look behind your seat. But I thought it was really good, actually. But like I said, not for the weak of stomachs. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a very blessed weekend.